Yeah, we're joined by Hudson Taylor.
Hello.
Alfie and Harry. Following their set at Raleigh Park's Summer Ball, which was brilliant, by the way. You might have caught me at the front clapping really badly out of time.
There was no bad clapping out of time. It was all brilliant. Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a very, very small like crowd as well. Like, very intimate. Do you prefer doing like intimate gigs or do you prefer doing like festivals?
Do whichever. We'll play to whoever wants to hear us. It was a real nice surprise for us to come today. We actually didn't think that many people would know us, I suppose. Especially when it's like an event like today, it's so specific to that hall. I think loads of people dance and loads of people sing, and it was really nice.
Yeah, like it was within about a minute of you coming on stage, everyone started flooding the dance floor.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a brilliant start, and obviously like with small sets you have, it's more intimate, but you've played big gigs as well, like Reading. Is that one of your favourite gigs? Because there's so many people there.
Yeah, man, that was a great gig to be at. That was one of my favourite of last year, 2014.
Favourite like festivals
in the UK. It was our favourite.
Brilliant. It just felt like
first time we ever felt like, oh, this is kind of like
people are singing
paying
songs.
Off. This,
people are,
you know, this
clapping.
The work behind it is all sort of paying off. People are coming along and singing along. And,
Because you're massive in Ireland now as well. I mean, that's your hometown and everything. You got, was it number 3 you got year with your album? That's incredible.
That's right, man, it's good. Like.
And it's your first album, that's massive.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that you're going to keep going up.
Well, we're not going to stop, man. It just seems we're just totally
you love
happy
it.
To be doing what we're doing. Yeah, we totally
feel pretty privileged to just do that with a job.
Yeah.
You guys are all going to college to get degrees to go and hopefully pursue to get jobs. This is kind of like at this particular stage, it's probably our college stage. Yeah, the same age as you, maybe a little bit older, but like, you know, it's kind of like, this is university for us.
Yeah. And Singing for Strangers, that came out this year.
Yeah.
Have you started work towards another album already?
I suppose we just want to keep writing songs all the time, so.
We have pretty much already had stuff that we just didn't want to put on the first, that we'll probably put on the second album, so. Yeah, we already had started writing stuff even long before Singing Changes came out. So.
Yeah, but I suppose we haven't really. I don't really know how we're going to approach our second album. Like with our first album, we did it over the place of like 3 years, so we just had plenty of songs. Could have gone around. We picked our best, you know, 12, and then ended up releasing 21. Anyway, so this is kind of how it can work. So we're just going to write as many songs as possible and kind of pick the best ones, but. I mean, we wanted to also tell a story and to be part of, you know, our second album, basically.
Yeah, you played Dot to Dot, what, a week and a half ago now?
Yeah, only a few weeks ago. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I was there and it was a brilliant
Nottingham was the last night and it was the best.
Yeah, it was. Of course.
Nottingham is the best.
Nottingham is great. I was talking to you lads earlier on saying it's always just like, we've
been here maybe.
It's got a great music scene, hasn't it? Nottingham.
Really
there's loads
scene.
Of great venues. Yeah.
I think we've been here maybe 8 times.
Yeah, we saw you in Rescue Rooms.
Yeah, and every single
really
time,
good.
Time we've been here, whether it's been for a support or just for a Rescue Rooms gig or, you know, whatever, we always have a really good night here. Seems like there's a really good buzz.
Yeah, and you've released a new like tour list. Recently,
yes.
You've released new dates. When's the next time we can expect you guys in
Nottingham
or around?
I hope towards the end of the year, I'd say November or something like that.
Yeah,
probably be doing a little UK tour again. So
we'll definitely look for you.
Right.
So, and you're supporting Codaline, I saw.
Yeah, yes. We're supporting them back home in Ireland, which is going to be amazing.
That's awesome.
We've not played with them in Ireland yet, have we?
Yeah,
so,
that's incredible.
That's going to be unbelievable. They told me. They're great friends of ours anyway, but it's just going to be so cool.
Yeah. And a final question. You've been really big on this whole Irish referendum for equal marriage.
Yes.
Just when that passed, how brilliant was that for you guys, considering you were so active about it as well?
That was amazing, man. Yeah.
That was an unbelievable feeling. The anxiety building up towards it and the press, the negative press, the positive press, everything kind of bombarded me anyway, particularly. And when I heard the news, I got a text from my sister, just saying yes. It was simple. That just that was it. You know, and I just burst into tears. So,
that's amazing.
I couldn't, couldn't contain it. Like, it was just crazy emotion. Just happy tears, obviously.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot worse if it was the other way around. I think.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm not afraid to draw my blood. I'm not backing down, so I surrender, cause you shouldn't face the truth. You raise the flag, I'll tear it down. Oh, you may have won the battle, but I'll take the fight to you.